Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plaza Port Tax Line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Orioles.
We're in Minnesota tonight.
Try and get a win like a... Not a losing streak. They've lost three in a row. Becomes a losing streak when it gets to four, just like a winning streak. It's got to be four in my rules, and I can play by my own rules. Joining us now to talk about that, he's powered by Verizon. He's our colleague. You're on 105.7 The Fan BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. It is longtime voice of the Orioles, Jim Hunter. Jim, how are you feeling today, by the way? What's up?
I'm feeling powerful by your introduction.
But look. Watching this Oriole product, going back to, you know, after the All-Star break, basically, has become rather stale. And you and I have discussed it many times. This Oriole team is worse than the one that lost to Kansas City in the playoffs back in October. How much do we use, if we even want to use it, Jim, injuries as a reason slash excuse for why they sit 8 games below 500 for the first time in almost 3 years?
Well, the injuries are certainly part of it. You know, Jordan Westberg was probably their best overall hitter last year. I know Gunnar had a great year and nearly hit 40 home runs. But Westberg is a guy, because of his approach at the plate, he uses the whole field and he gives himself a chance. But you know, watching this team, Bob, it almost reeks of being non-competitive. I mean, you know, you look at last night's game; they struck out 17 times in 30 official at-bats. I mean, that's ridiculous. This team strikes out too much. They only had 3 hits for the entire game, and another 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. So this team really is non-competitive, and it's at times hard to watch.
You're repeating pretty much our first segment or two of the program with that assessment. Their run differential, second worst in baseball, so that speaks volumes only to the Colorado Rockies. Of the guys who have been regular contributors, at least hitting the post, not dealing with injuries, who's been the most disappointing offensive player to you? And we'll throw Kobe Mayo out of the wash for now. We'll get to him in a minute.
Well, I would love for that kid to get a base hit so he can relax. I mean, you know, he's 0-for in the big leagues this year. I'm not sure, you know, maybe Adley is the guy because he's not driving in runs. Gutter had his hitting streak halted last night, which was a shame, but Jackson Holliday extended his streak to six. So they're beginning to zone in and come on. But they need more run production out of Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, he's got four home runs. Two of them were on opening day. He had four doubles. He's got four doubles. I mean, the OPS should be, you know, his slugging percentage should be, whatever. You're getting me all confused with my own running hot with this stuff. But speaking of Mayo, kind of booted a couple of balls last night. And, you know, don't want to say he's positionless, but doesn't seem to be real smooth at third base. But, Jim, we've been hearing forever, this guy's one of the top 12 prospects in all of baseball coming into the season, but no hard contact. Seems he got hosed on the call third strike, but has he shown anything that gives you hope that it's only a matter of time? At least when Jackson was struggling, you could see that there were signs of life, but Mayo right now looks like a guy that's never played baseball before at times against this level of pitching.
Well, you mentioned it, this level of pitching, and they know how to set him up because he's struggling, and he absolutely has no confidence when he goes to the plate, in my opinion. He chases sliders down and away. He gets himself out, and it seems like, you know, and this is an exaggeration, but it seems like every time he goes to the bat, he's 0-2 before you know it, and then the pitcher's in charge, and he can get the hitter to chase, and unfortunately for Kobe, he is chasing. So, I mean, the minor league numbers are what they are. So obviously he has some talent, but he's going to have to figure out how to conquer major league pitching when the major league pitching is so much better than what he was seeing in AAA.
By the way, Adley's slugging percentage is .351. That should be his on-base percentage is what I was going with there. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Now, help me out with this one, Jim. Why did the Orioles let Danny Coulomb go? Again, his ERA is zero. I know he had the injury issue last year, which was concerning. It was an elbow, but he came back and seemed to stem the tide a little bit. As Cionel Perez struggles to get people out, Danny Coulomb's not giving up anything. By the way, two Ks in his inning last night. Why did Mike Elias get rid of him? I can't seem to remember that reasoning here.
I have no idea. Mike Elias had a very bad offseason. He let guys go that he should have held on to. He didn't make a trade or sign a free agent starting pitcher that would enhance the rotation. Tim and I talked about this on BBT last night. You know, he seemed reluctant to sign a pitcher who turned down a qualifying offer because he didn't want to give up a draft pick. Well, he's going to get two draft picks because Burns and Santander turned down the qualifying offer from the Orioles. So if you're worried about losing one pick, don't worry about it because the free agent pitcher who turned down a qualifying offer is probably going to enhance your staff. I mean, I think it's, you know, Charlie Morton who pitches tonight, why give him $15 million when the Atlanta Braves, who knew him so well, decided, you know what, we're not going to re-sign him. He's done. That, to me, was one of the worst moves of the offseason. And it's easy to say now because he's not pitching well. You know, he's, what, 0-6? And his ERA, he's given up seven home runs. And his ERA is 9.76. I mean, that's not what you should be getting from $15 million paid to one player. So, you know, I don't know why they didn't re-sign Danny Coulomb, but they should have.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Jim, in the present situation, how do you fix it?
You know, Vinny, I don't know. I mean, you know, do you look to break it up? I mean, I think Memorial Day is a big day, because if they don't turn it around, I mean, they've only won two in a row twice this year. You know, they Bob was talking about a winning streak. They need to get on some kind of a positive streak, and the schedule for the rest of the month of May actually favors them, because they're playing teams that are below 500, as they are. But, you know, the pitching is so disappointing. I mean, their team ERA is 5.49. That's 29th out of the 30 teams in the major leagues. And their starters are 28th at 5.75. You know, you just can't compete with that type of pitching. So I really don't know how they turn it around, because there's no pitching in the system that could come up and help. Do they decide to turn the page and make some trades looking ahead to the future? Who knows? But I think the rest of this month is going to be what will determine what they'll do going forward.
Jim, your impressions of Kerstedt? I mean, because he doesn't give you a ton in the outfield, and he's been striking out a lot lately too.
Well, and again, you know, he's a young hitter who I'm glad they're playing pretty much every day, because he's not going to figure it out if he's on the bench. You're right, Vinny. He does strike out a lot. And again, it's getting used to the major league pitching. You know, Pablo Lopez, who they faced last night, this guy is a strike thrower. You know, he comes right at you, and he's got so many pitches to get you out. I mean, you know, you can't strike out 17 times if you're going to win a game. You can't get three hits and expect to win a game. So, you know, with Kerstedt, you know, obviously he has talent, but he hasn't taken the next step to figuring it out at the big league level.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.